The Cheese Shop presents The Butter Factor from the Gulbenkian Theatre, Canterbury.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
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 Morning. In last week's tutorial, we were looking at Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Line 17, and I quote, "A mighty fountain momently was forced." So, Tim, what's all this about?
Well, it's about a very mighty fountain being forced. momently.
Yes, good. That's what it says. What's it actually about?
I don't know.
Dave?
I don't know, Mike.
What about you, Ben?
Well, it's about sex, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's right. Well done.
I must say, I do find Coleridge's description of the sexual act so much more interesting than those of his contemporaries such as Shelley or Keats.
Right, yes.
One finds a genuine relish for the grittier aspects of lovemaking.
Yes, that's more or less what I was about to...
Yeah, you've got the rhythmic ebb and flow, and then you've got the pulsating channel.
I'm sorry, excuse me. How old are you?
12.
And you've had sex, have you?
Yeah.
When?
On my year off. In Australia. She was Spanish. I think you'll find I've done pretty much everything you've done.
Nonsense. Have you ever got drunk in a pub?
Yes, I have.
How did you get served?
Stepladder and a false beard. And anyway, I was running the pub. Well, it was more of a brothel, I guess. In Thailand. You ever done that?
Well, yes, I have, briefly, actually. All right, do you own a vintage 1920s Austin Morris, one of only two in the world?
No, I own both. Yours is a fake.
Have you ever smoked a whole joint by yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Have you taken a trip?
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, have you drunk chilled muscadet on a rooftop at sunset in the south of France?
Yes.
Have you, in the last week, received a gas bill for £63.70.
You're running out, aren't you? But for the record, yes, I am.
All right, did you, on the 1st of February, 1982, marry Miss Stella Munns at St Andrew's Church, Tunbridge Wells?
No.
Aha!
Neither did you.
No, but I was at the wedding.
Yes, so was I.
You're lying! You weren't even born then!
No, but I was conceived. I remember the event quite clearly. I'm a child prodigy, you know.
Yeah, I can see that. You've done absolutely everything, you little arse.
All right, then. What happens during sex?
Yeah, come on, tell us what's it like.
What's it like? Well, it's like a mighty fountain being momently forced, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. No.
I say.
What do you say?
My wife had to go to hospital in Malaysia.
Kuala Lumpur?
No, she fell over and banged her head.
Green Thumbers, I'm Jack Finsborough, and welcome to my gardening phone-in. My first caller is Marjorie Fisher. What can I do for you, Marge?
Well, Jack, I'm having trouble with my roses. I've tried everything, but they just won't take. They're breaking my heart.
No. No, not to worry, my lovely. We'll have you sorted out in no time. Tell me, Marge, what colour are them roses?
They'd be a lovely deep red, Jack.
Red. Red roses. I can tell you're a bit of a novice, Marge. At this time of year, many beginners make a similar mistake. By using the wrong compost, you've allowed your roses to be possessed by Satan. But do not fear. Through love, may you yet cast them out. Through love... and fire. Fire and love. Just fire. Lovely fire. You burn the little red buggers. You hear me? You hear me? Burn them. Burn them. And dance. Dance while they burn. Perhaps a naked Charleston. Does that answer your question, Marge?
Yes, Jack. I just hope it's enough to drive the horned beast from my rose bed. I do thank you for your guidance, Jack.
No. Well, that's all we have time for. Later on, I'll be looking at forest fires and explaining in great detail how to start them. Till then, Green Thumbers, stay warm.
Separated at birth.
They haven't met for ages. They're vocally identical. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Floyd and Peter Snow.
Oh, this is nice. All the ingredients for a great show. You, me, a large glass of Chianti.
We haven't got time for all that. We haven't got time for that. Right. What we're going to do, we're going to rip the clothes off. We're going to rip them right off. We're going to rip the clothes right the way off. We're going to paint one half of you blue. That's what we're going to do. We're going to paint one half of you blue, the other half red. But don't worry, it's just a bit of fun. It's just a bit of fun. Right. Is that all right with you, Keith?
Too drunk to have an opinion, actually, Peter. Come on, let's have a hug.
Let's have a good hug. Oh, I haven't seen you in a
while. Peter Snow and Keith Floyd. Next week, another emotional vocal reunion. Janet Street Potter and a raccoon being mistaken for a glove puppet.
And now time for 90s student. He's a student and he's in his 90s.
Dear Mum and Dad, thanks for the food parcel and the cheque. It'll certainly come in useful next time it's my round at the bar. Not that I'm in the mood for celebration. I'm afraid to say, for the 72nd time, I've again failed my first year exams. I know what you're going to say. I wasted far too many evenings raving in the union. And you were right. Gallivanting off to Hull for that hip replacement did leave me well shafted with my essay deadline. Anyway, Professor Rogers has agreed to let me come back next year, and this time I'm determined to knuckle down. After all, I've only got Oriental Studies and Chemistry left before they really do chuck me out. Don't worry, only 3 years before I'm out there in the big wide world looking for a job. Though, of course, I may choose to stay on and do a PhD. That is, if the bank agrees to extend my overdraft beyond its current level of £173,000. I don't think I'll be going into railing this summer, as I've just had another massive heart attack and completely lost the use of my knees. It's my own stupid fault. 5 E's in one night. What am I like? Still, hardcore, you know the score. I would say these have been the best years of my life, but I suppose they've been the only ones, really. Hope all's well. Happy birthday, Mum. Love, Leonard. Oh, P.S. Sorry I missed Grandma's funeral. Enough respect to her memory.
Hello, boy, would you like? How would you like your potato?
Baked.
Oh, we only do boiled.
Boiled then, with tuna?
No, we don't do fillings. You can have salt or pepper.
Okay, I'll have both.
Oh. One special.
And this week, me, sky, tree and mountain, we're all travelling in a small field just off the A67. This is mountain. Oh, and I'm dog. Dog by name, dog by nature. I am actually a dog. Woof, see?
Oh, no! Help! I've been robbed!
Uh-oh, looks like trouble. I'd better go and see what the others are up to.
OK, tree, hold the nail. This might sting a bit.
Oh, God! Oh, God! That looks really good. Cheers, Sky.
Do you want one in the other testicle?
No way, man. One in each is well square.
Well, if you haven't got the balls...
Tree! Sky! Someone's nicked my dreads!
Oh, my God, he's got a perm! Get him away from me!
Well, maybe you just mislaid them.
No, man, I left them on the end of my bed as usual, and when I woke up, they were gone.
Oh, quick, put a bag on his head, Sky. He's raising the tone.
There's obviously a dreadlock rustler at large. People need to be warned. There's only one thing for it. We'll have to do what we always do. Hold a free festival to raise awareness.
It's always the same. Let's hold a free festival. Sort it out, dog. We're going to get our energies centred.
And rest. What are we having to eat at this festival, dog?
Sausages.
Oh, my God, you can't.
Vegetarian ones, obviously.
Good. Well, knock up one of your soups as well. Oh, and try to get the spelling right on the posters this time, will you?
I'm only a dog.
I always talk to them like that, except when they're stoned. Then I talk in French. It really freaks them out.
Mountain, have you seen the Hoover?
Hoover?
Yes, the Hoover. Have you... Whoa! Sorry. I was having a flashback to when I was a fascist stockbroker. I tell you, I felt so much better since I left the modern world to live the life of a simpleton. Oh, that must be my mobile. Hello? What do you mean he won't sell? Well, put the frighteners on him and buy up all the shares you can. God, you look awful, Tree.
Oh, you're only saying that.
What on earth have you got on your face?
It's a mud pack.
From boots?
No, from the bottom of my trainers. What about the jumper? Has it got enough holes?
What jumper?
You do say the nicest things.
Do you mind if I take the bag off my head now?
Trust me, Mountain, you look much worse with it on.
All right, then.
Oh, cheer up, man. Have a bowl of dog soup.
Oh, thanks. Oh, excellent. There's a hair in it. Actually, there's a load of hair in it. My dreads!
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Well, go on then, put them on.
Guys, are we having a fancy dress festival?
No.
In that case, there's 5,000 policemen outside.
Oh no!
Well, looks like we've landed ourselves in another scrape. Let's hope it distracts everyone from the fact that I've just cooked Mountain's hair. Tune in next week. Who knows where we'll be?
I say.
What are you saying?
My wife's gone to Russia.
Moscow?
Fair enough, I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
And now on Radio 4, Roman Bingo.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, eyes down for a full villa. And the first ball. Two sticks next to each other. Two.
A regular worshipper at St. Catherine's is Gerald Muzzleworth, who lives in London and works at the British Board of Censors.
Obviously, I do get to see vast quantities of violence and pornography. And yes, occasionally when I'm watching a film on my own, and I know I'm not going to be disturbed, I do close my eyes and thank the Lord that I'm able to resist his temptations.
What keeps you going?
Well, my job is a very interesting one, I'm sure you'll agree. It's not a simple case of watching a film and saying no. More often it's a matter of watching and saying yes. Yes, okay, yes, yes, good, yes, 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 and no. Stop now, that's enough. No. Okay, Ms. Richards, roll the tape.
This is a stick-up. If nobody moves, then nobody gets hurt. I said nobody move, dickhead. Day.
Can we see that again, Ms. Richards? I think I spotted a dickhead.
Have you ever had a film so tasteless that you couldn't even give it an 18?
Well, of course, one is often embroiled in controversy. I had a director in the other day, in point of fact, who was expecting me to give his film an 18 certificate. But I had to tell him that the levels of sex, violence and bad language were simply not enough to justify that sort of rating. There was swearing, there were guns, there were tits, but, you know, it was PG swearing, PG guns, PG...
What? What? What do you think God would make of some of the films you have to watch?
Oh, he likes them. The thing about God, he's not a fuddy-duddy, he's not a prude. He doesn't mind strong language and graphic images. But there are limits, obviously. If God was to make a film of the Bible, I think he'd make it a 15. Though, obviously, the final decision would be down to me.
And what hymn would you like to choose for us this evening?
The hymn I've chosen is Come Down, O Love Divine.
And any special reason?
Yes, it reminds me of that bit in Pulp Fiction where he shags a man over a barrel.
Does it? Good.
Now, I don't want to split hairs, but I have to. I'm a vivisectionist.
Allô, Angleterre? Mesdames, messieurs, notre premier invité ce soir, Monsieur Trevor Ball.
My ladies, my gentlemen, our first singer singing this evening, Mr. Trevor Ball. Alors, Trevor, allez-y. Trevor, get away with it.
Triste.
I reached for your face across the long and lonely years.
Il est vraiment triste.
I was blind, then light came to my life.
Le soleil brille.
Dave said you'd be my wife.
Elle est enceinte.
I love it faded and I was left alone.
C'est le halitosis.
A broken king upon a sad and broken throne.
Un roi cassé sur un trône cassé.
Whatever happened to turn our lives around?
On a acheté un bidet.
You looked at me and frowned.
Oh, oh merde.
She said you're a Eurovision Song Contest winner.
Il a gagné le concours Eurovision.
Spouting clichés all your life.
Je t'aime, oh là là.
Then you took my soul.
Les liaisons dangereuses.
Never passed the ball across the face of your own goal.
Ou à Cantona.
I'll tell you the wrong thing, I won't get it down any shelf.
Je ne regrette rien.
Look after the pennies and the pounds, take care of themselves.
Sauf le Chanel, bien sûr.
Oh, she said you're a
Waterloo.
Eurovision Song Contest winner.
Trafalgar, Quebec.
You'll be humming this all night.
Et n'oublions pas Twickenham.
The smell of the grease paint and the roar of the crowd.
Et bien sûr, le concours Eurovision tous les ans.
Makes me wanna shout out loud.
Oh,
oh so loud.
My wife's been arrested in China for cheating at cards.
Speaking?
No, she was hiding them under the table.
Good evening. I'm Professor Dudley Dower. No, I am. And welcome to Crisis Point, the show that attempts to resolve philosophical dilemmas through empirical investigation. This evening, I shall be chasing a tortoise, both in order to probe the second paradox of Zeno and to keep myself in trim. Game on! Okay, right. So, some 20 yards ahead of me is the tortoise, and on a given signal, the chase will begin. Now, according to William Hill, I'm 5-4 on to win the race. But according to Zeno, I will never be able to catch the tortoise, no matter how slowly it's moving. And here's why. Zeno suggests that by the time I arrive at the point where the tortoise was, it will, of course, have moved on. This will happen again and again, and whilst I will get terribly, terribly close, I will never actually catch the bugger. What Zeno didn't reckon on was me nailing the tortoise to the floor. I'm joking, of course, I'm joking. Yes, boom, boom. And there goes the gun, and I'm off to a flyer, running freely for the first time since Sports Day 1953. And here comes the tortoise, and I've overtaken it, yes! I am victorious! Oh, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. And the tortoise lies motionless some yards behind me, utterly humiliated. But how on earth could this possibly have happened? Maybe the tortoise didn't hear the gun. Maybe it let me win in order to secure some sort of moral victory for itself. Or maybe Zeno was confusing tortoises with greyhounds. We simply don't know. And so once again I find myself staring into the abyss that is uncertainty, with just Richard for company. Time for a toasted tea bun and a fag overlooking the quad. Good night.
Hello there, this is Radio Nation. My name is Sebastian Munns, and this is my A to Z of student life. This week, letters A to D. A is for A-level results, which are pretty much the only thing students talk about when they first get to university. Now, a good way to remember everyone's results is to make a bar chart and stick it up on your wall. Oh, I got two A's and a B, by the way. How about you? A is also for Andy, who lived on my corridor last year. Andy was a real pothead. I bought a 19th off him once. B is also for my bedroom, which is where I am now. Ah, that'll be the door. Blimey, the door! Yeah, obviously that's always happening to me, you know, friends popping round. Yeah, hold on. Dave, all right there, long time no see.
Yeah, I can't stop, Sebastian. I just came round to give you this back.
My record collection?
Yeah. Sorry it's taken me so long to decide they're all rubbish.
Oh, that's all right. I haven't really needed them.
Oh, yeah, your stereo. I'll hang on to that for a bit, because that's actually quite good.
Oh, right. Oh, thanks, Dave. Thanks.
Okay. I'll see you around.
Yeah, chill, man.
Chill?
Yeah, Dave, you don't know where Andy's living these days,
no,
do you?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, there you are. B is also for best mates and borrowing. I'm lucky I got loads of best mates. The letter C is for chimpanzee. I've just come out of one of those hypnotism shows, and I ended up dancing naked round the room pretending to be a chimpanzee. The funny thing was, I didn't actually feel at all hypnotised, but I played along because I didn't want to look stupid in front of my friends.
Oi, mate, you look well stupid in there.
Yeah, right.
You do realise it was only the people on stage who were supposed to be hypnotised.
Yeah, I knew that, of course. Finally, D is for surrealism. No, not really. D is actually for dropping out, which is a really good way of getting back at your parents. I've become a bit of a dropout in recent weeks, actually. I missed my first ever lecture this morning. I must say I'm feeling dead cool about it.
Yes. Sebastian, here are those notes you asked for. I do hope you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah, right. Cheers, Jeff.
I think Professor Robinson to you, Sebastian. Only the trendy students call me by my first name.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry.
Keep your voice down, will you? This is a library.
Yeah, sorry. Please don't tell the Vice-Chancellor. I'll be a good boy now, I promise. Well, not surprisingly, I ended up getting chucked out of the library. Round about closing time. And here I am now, carrying on my A to Z with D for door. I've managed to find out where Andy lives by phoning up his parents and asking them. I'm outside his room now, so let's go in and give him the shock of his life.
Oh, God!
All right there, Andy. Fancy a joint?
Yeah, all right.
Have you got any dope?
What happened to that 19th I sold you?
Well, I smoked it.
You didn't.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
Hey, that's a nice stereo you got there.
Yeah, I bought it off Dave for £20.
Oh, right.
excellent.
Yeah, he said he nicked it off some sad, gullible idiot.
Really?
Yeah. You. They weren't your records as well, were they?
Right. Well, that's all from me for now. Join me next week when I'll be doing four more brilliant letters in my A to Z of student life. Andy.
I say. What do you say? My wife's gone on holiday to some islands in the Indian Ocean. Seychelles? Shells. Now, can we get back to my wife?
Ah, hello, Bill. Do come in, have a seat. Thanks for coming in at such short notice. There's no easy way to say what I have to say. I guess that's why the powers that be have told me to tell you. Bloody cowards, a lot of them. Anyway, as you know, the market's been a bit slack recently, and, look, the... I'm sorry, I'm just going to come straight out with it. We're going to have to let you go. Well, I wish there was something I could have done, Bill, but it really wasn't my decision. Yeah, on the contrary, you know I've always had the deepest respect for your work. Bill, there really isn't any call for that sort of language. No. Bill, come on. No, look, the office party has nothing to do with it. My wife has explained that you were both drunk, and I'm prepared to accept her word. Oh, come on, don't be ridiculous, Bill. It's not because you're ugly. I don't care if your feathers are all stubby and brown. You've got to go. Get out. Get out. Get out of town. Bill. Margaret, get in here. I want you to take a letter. I liked him too, Margaret. I had no bloody choice. He had to go. If there was anything I could have done to help him, I would have done it. Yeah? You need someone at head office. Someone who's calm under pressure. Someone with a bill for business. Someone who'll feel at home in a pond. Someone who can swim, fly, and quack. Do I know anyone? No, I don't. Shut it, you pig. Just remember who brings home the bacon. All right, that was a bad example. Now get out there and start advertising Bill's job. And Margaret, feathered wife snatchers need not apply.
Settle down now, please. Settle down. This is the final examination for pathology students taking the course PA301. The time is 9 a.m. You may turn your patients over.
I say.
What do you say?
My brother's having a whale of a time in Somalia.
Oh, Horn of Africa?
He's getting a bit of a reputation, yes.
The Butterfaxer was written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Lamb, Gordon Southern, Tim Berinder, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. Additional music was by the Caterpillar Club. It was recorded at the Gulbenkian Theatre at the University of Kent, and the producer was Gareth Edwards.